Welcome friends, I am Professor Pranav Bhatia and today we will be learning about mall operations management. So we will be seeing what are malls and introduction to malls. So malls are modern adaptations of historical marketplaces offering a collection of retail stores, services and amenities under one roof. So definitely there is a big advent of malls. There is a spurt in the number of malls. So the retail industry in India, there was a boom during 2005 when the number of malls went up from zero to a very huge number. The concept of malls originated in early 20th century with Country Club Plaza near Kansas City being the first shopping mall constructed in 1922. So this is the introduction of malls, how they came into existence. And here I would say again that I'll repeat, the concept of malls originated early in 20th century, and the first one was with Country Club Plaza in Kansas City, Kansas. Over the years, mall has evolved with innovative designs, diverse tenant mix and exciting presentations to cater wide audience. So if you see the history, now there are a number of size of the malls have gone up. They have different diverse tenant mix. So they would have a restaurant, they would have a gaming zone, there would be separate footwear stores, there would be separate apparels. So they have a diverse tenant mix and they have an exciting presentations to offer to cater a wide range of audience. The malls provide a comprehensive shopping, dining and entertainment experience featuring children's play area, virtual reality games, multiplex cinemas, theme restaurants and more. So nowadays the concept of mall, when they open a mall or when they decide to open a mall, they keep in mind that there's everything, there is always something available for everyone, for whether it's kids, whether it's ladies, whether it's males, male customer. So there is definitely a gaming zone for children, for someone who loves to watch cinema or movies, there's a movie theater. Then there are virtual reality games areas as well, and there is definitely a themed restaurant. So they want to give an experience to the customers. When a customer enters the mall and when they leave a mall, they want to have an experience, and those experiences provided by the malls. The malls in India, organized modern retail in India has experienced significant growth over the past decade, largely driven by rapid development of malls. So the retail boom in India started somewhere in the year 2000 onwards, and there was a huge surge in number of malls, and it had a significant growth. So malls in India evolved from traditional marketplace like Hearts and Melas to modern shopping centers, offering a variety of retail, dining and entertainment options. So earlier in India, there used to be Melas, there used to be a small Melas, it was called as Hearts, or the small marketplaces were called Hearts. Then there was, the first option was Hearts, second option was Melas. Now there are malls, there are shopping centers which offer variety of options with regards to dining as well as entertainment options. Spencer Plaza in Chennai and Crossroads in Mumbai are the first pioneering malls in India, setting the benchmark for modern retail formats. So if you see the history, mall history with regards to India, the first mall was set up in Chennai, which is called Spencer Plaza. And with regards to Mumbai, it was the Crossroads, which was the first mall in Mumbai. The mall development has surged into metros, mini metros, tier 2 towns, reshaping the retail landscape across the country. So as I said that there was a boom, in retail boom and surge in malls from the year 2000 onwards. And the mall development is also taken its shape. They have developed in tier 2 cities as well. So there are more number of malls in tier 2, tier 3 as well. And that's growing on a rapid pace. Now we'll see the important of malls. The malls cater to diverse consumer needs, offering a wide range of shopping, dining and entertainment expenses for families. So as I communicated earlier that nowadays when the malls are set up, they cater to all the audience, available audience. So they have a gaming zone for kids, they have restaurants for male customers, there is shopping areas for ladies, and therefore they want to give an experience to the families. The mass appeal of mall lies in the ability to provide an immersive experience beyond just retail with offering for every member of family. So the whole purpose of malls is to provide a nice experience. So when a family leaves the mall, they have a feeling of a day well spent. That will only come when when they get the experience what they were looking ahead. They are ready to spend the money. They want enjoyment. They need to ensure that everyone is happy when they leave the mall. And when they leave the mall, they should have this feeling called a day well spent. So that can only be delivered when the family gets a superior experience while being in the mall. Malls reflect societal changes and act as agent of transformation, accommodating by busy lifestyles and rising purchasing power. So we have seen that there is a growth in nuclear families. The joint families are now shifting to nuclear families. Husband and wife both are earning. There is a boom in telecom sector. There is a booming IT sector. There is additional income which has come. Second, the next point is there is available of easy credit. Lot of merchandise can be purchased on easy credit. There are interest-free EMI options available. So what has happened with this, which has fueled a growth, which has fueled a demand, and those demand is fulfilled by malls where they know that the customer wants to spend the money, they want those lifestyle, there is a rise in purchasing power, there is a shift. Now the middle class want to enjoy those luxury products which are used by the rich and average more than middle class people. So they now want to try the luxury products. They are ready to spend because they have a good purchasing power. Also EMI options are available, and definitely what happens is since there's a demand that is fulfilled by malls, they have different variety of tenants. They offer a different product mix which caters to all the strata of the society. Malls serve as one-stop destination for brand-conscious consumers, housing popular retail chains, designer boutiques, and entertainment facilities. So mall, what they do, they cater to all the strata. They cater to the middle class, they cater to the higher middle class, they cater to the people who are doing very well in their life, who are wealthy. So they have something to offer for the brand-conscious consumer. They have certain options available where there are discounted stores. Then there are designer boutiques for ladies and definitely entertainment facilities for the men and the kids. So nowadays, with the advent of lot of malls, what they offer, the malls are become a hub of activity. The malls offer shopping options with regards to destination stores. They have branded outlets. So there are products which are branded with regards to the footwear. It could be Nike, it would be different brands, Reebok. So there could be Levi's. So that is an option for branded outlets. There could be factory outlets which would be offering products on discount. There would be other stores as well. So there could be Tata store with regards to Titan Eyewear, Titan Eye. There could be branded watch stores. So there could be Parcos which is offering perfumes. So these are the few examples. And what the mall does, it has every option available, and it cater to all the strata of the society that keeps in mind the preferences and budgets of the customer. Now the next important thing is food. So when a customer does a lot of shopping and they want to watch a movie, definitely they want to eat out and enjoy a weekend. So what happens, the food court in malls feature a diverse range of cuisines from traditional Indian dishes to international fast food, providing culinary delights for the visitors. So in a family, there are different preferences. The chances are the husband wants to eat a particular dish, maybe from a particular cuisine. The wife wants to eat Italian. The children wants to eat a burger or a pasta. And therefore, definitely that would not be possible in one restaurant. So here what happens, the mall offers diverse range of cuisines, and definitely they cater to each and every one in the society, in the family. The multiplex cinemas within a mall attract movie buff, contributing significantly to the footfalls and enhancing overall entertainment quotient. So what happens is when a family wants to spend time on a weekend, on a Saturday, Sunday, and there is a hit movie which is going on, Though definitely there has been a study that when a movie is a hit, that drives footfalls in these stores. So movie buff will definitely would like to watch movies on weekend, and that would drive footfalls in the mall, as well as then they might visit stores and that might result into shopping. But overall, if you see, that will enhance the overall entertainment quotient for that family. Gaming zones in the mall offer premium entertainment experiences, including indoor cricket, bowling, arcade games, and multimedia gaming contests in a safe and inviting environment. So there are game zones which are dedicated, and the visitor can enjoy, they can have an experience of various options. So there could be a cricket which has nets, there's a machine which is throwing the balls, there's a bowling option, there is arcade games, and definitely there are other gaming zones with the use of multimedia. The entire family can have fun, and all those things are done under supervision. It's very safe. It's a very safe environment over there, and it's an inviting environment where it's very addictive. Sometimes the customer again wants to come and play again. Now we'll see the introduction to the mall operations. The rise in consumer spending coupled with proliferation of malls across India has transformed mall operations. So as I have explained earlier, there is nuclear family, there's a rise in nuclear family and consumer spending. Also, there is a rise in easy credit. There are credit cards, there are easy EMI options, interest-free EMI options available, and all this has resulted into a demand, and to fulfill those demands, there is increase in number of malls, and definitely there is a need of mall operations as well. The malls offer a comprehensive mix of retail, food, entertainment, and leisure activities, attracting upper middle class consumers. So since, as I said, there is a boom in telecom and IT industry, and a lot of India has a lot of young population, and this young population wants to experience, they want to enjoy the products which were earlier consumed by urban middle class, and definitely there is a rise in urban middle class consumer as well, which is ready to spend for the experience, and definitely that has led to increase in number of malls, and the mall's operations is also a very lucrative career as well. The mall management has evolved from basic facilities management to encompass strategic aspects like positioning, tenant mix, marketing, and finance management. So normally whenever a mall is, the stakeholder decide to make a mall, they would first need to have an anchor tenant. Normally an anchor tenant is such who will bring a lot of footfalls. And the anchor tenant could be anyone. It could be a big bazaar, or it could be a metro, it could be Landmark, it could be someone, a big retailer, departmental or hyper store. So definitely they keep in mind that there is an anchor tenant which comes in place. There is an anchor tenant with regards to the hotels, with regards to the restaurants, with regards to food as well. So now it doesn't become as only and facilities management. It has become much more than that. There is a tenant mix, then there is zoning which happens. So all the apparels are together, all the footwears are together, the stores of all footwears are together. There is an electronic store. So all this tenant mix also makes a big difference while designing the store. And definitely it also helps into financial management. So they would need different options and variety so that the sales keep on happening and they generate revenue from those tenants. Successful mall operations require a holistic approach to meet evolving design. Successful mall operations require a holistic approach to meet the evolving demands of empowered consumers and ensure a vibrant mall environment. So the mall environment who actively participates in the mall operations, who exactly keeps an eye on the tenants' look and feel, the windows, the cleanliness part, what are the demands, are they able to provide drinking water, what are the facilities, the lifts are working, the escalators are working, there's proper lighting, there's a proper music happening, and there is a proper tenant mix. So when all these things are in picture, definitely this mall is going to be successful and it's going to grow and prosper. Mall positioning. So mall positioning involves defining the category of services offered based on demographics, income levels, and market research of the catchment area. So as we have seen earlier, while when the stakeholders decide to put a store, they do catchment analysis. Similarly, a catchment analysis area, catchment area analysis is done by the stakeholders who are planning to have a mall in the place. They want to start a mall in that specific area. And definitely they keep in mind the demographics, the income levels, the area available for parking, what is the number of people educated in that area, how much is the percentage of nuclear families, how much is the population of young crowd, how much what they are going to spend. So all these points are taken into consideration before starting a mall. Factors such as ease of access, visibility and competition in neighboring areas plays a crucial role in determining the mall's location. So the first thing is the visibility, the access, what are the roads, how is the connectivity, how the customers will come, is there a metro available or is there a train facility, what are the roads, can the customer can drive down. So one is the ease of access, that's the first point. Second point is the visibility. So creating a mall which has to have a visibility that the customer should come in over there and shop. What is the competition, which is the nearest mall or closest mall around, so what is the competition in the neighboring areas, that also plays a crucial role in determining the, so all these three points play crucial role in determining the location of the mall. A well-defined position strategy ensures that the mall caters to preferences and expectation of its target audience, driving footfalls and sales. So as I've said that once the catchment area analysis is done, there's a feasibility report, and once this report is generated, there should be a crisp, a clear-cut strategy which needs to ensure that the mall is successful, it drives footfalls and it drives sales for the tenants. The location remains a fixed factor, making it imperative for malls to carefully select sites that align with the positioning strategy and target market. So there's an option, the builders or the developers who wants to, there's an organization who wants to set up a mall. For them, there is a concern, the location remains fixed, but then they need to carefully select sites where they can put up a mall so that it gels with the strategy, with their mission, vision, mission, and what objectives they have in mind while setting up a mall. So all those needs to be aligned towards their goals, which they have decided. Tenant mix and zoning. So tenant mix refers to the combination of retail shops occupying space in mall aimed at optimizing sale, rents and service to community. So tenant mix is the mall will decide that who the stores which are going to be given on rent, who will be the tenant, what would be the combination, what would the size of the store to be given to them, and definitely what sales needs to be generated by the area allocated to them. So all these things are taken into consideration, which is called tenant mix. Moving to the next point, which is zoning. Zoning involves dividing mall space into zones for placement of various retailers, catering to different consumer preferences and behaviors. So zoning definitely involves into dividing these mall space into such zones where the preferences of all the consumers are covered, that's are catered, and the consumer behavior is tracked, and they need to ensure that okay, the gaming zone in a separate place, there is a food court which is in a separate place, all the restaurants are together. Definitely catering helps into keeping in mind consumer, definitely the zoning helps into catering the different preferences of the consumers. A balanced tenant mix and strategic zoning facilitate the smooth movement of shoppers within mall, enhancing the shopping experience. So with regards to the strategic zoning, the zoning is done in such a way that there is no, the floor movement or the customer movement facilitate the smooth movement of the shoppers. They need to ensure that any given point of time the crowd is moving, they are moving into different stores. So there is no the shoppers doesn't come to one zone, or there is no grouping, or there is no crowd which is there over there. So this the store movement or the mall movement needs to ensure that the customer keeps on moving and there is a smooth movement in the store that should not result into stampede or any untoward incidents. The selection of right anchor tenant is crucial in establishing a successful tenant mix. With vanilla retailers, clustering, around the anchor to leverage foot traffic. So as I've said earlier, that the when a mall, when the builder or a developer or the person, the stakeholder decides to put up or come up with a mall, they need to have a successful anchor tenant which will drive the footfalls, and they also need to have vanilla retailers clustering around the anchor so that there is a steady flow of footfalls which keeps on happening in the mall. The importance of tenant mix and zoning. Formulating the right tenant mix based on zoning helps to attract and retain shoppers by offering multiple choices and satisfying diverse needs. So again, this zoning, how tenant mix and zoning helps. So when they decide on the tenant mix, they need to ensure that the tenants which are coming, they are catering to the all the level of shoppers at different levels. So different customers would have different buying powers. They would have different incomes. They are coming from different income strata. And therefore, the mall needs to offer everything. Every tenant needs to have some products which are satisfying the demands of the, which they satisfy the diverse needs of the shoppers. Optimum retail placement and zoning, minimize clusters and bottlenecks, influencing shoppers' preferences and frequency of visits. So when there is the customer movement is freely done, the visitor gets a feeling that the mall is very huge. There is no clustering, there are areas which are free, there is no grouping, there is no crowding, and definitely there is no bottlenecks, there is ease of movement. And when the customer visits a mall and they see that, okay, there is ease of movement, there are no crowds, definitely they would enjoy every moment, and that would influence the shoppers to come again, and the frequency of visits will increase. The Forum Mall in Core Mangala, Bangalore exemplifies successful mall management practices through effective zoning and tenant mix strategies. So when you want to know who's the best mall, who's doing well with regards to the zoning and with regards to the tenant mix, the answer is for the Forum Mall in Core Mangala, which is in Bangalore. So they have successfully done, they have strategies in place, they have done effective zoning, they have a good tenant mix, and therefore it is very successful. Despite the emergence of new malls in the city, the Forum Mall continues to command the highest footfall traffic and remains one of the most successful malls in Bangalore. So with the strategies with regard to the zoning and right tenant mix, the Forum Mall still remains the number one who command the highest footfalls traffic. There are other malls as well, but if you ask whether the Forum Mall is successful or not, yes, definitely they are successful, and they continue to command highest footfalls in Bangalore. So that's the reason the right zoning and tenant mix plays a very crucial role with regards to the mall operations. Now we'll see future trends in the mall operations. The future of mall operation lies in leveraging technology, data analytics, and personalized experience to enhance consumer engagement. So what happens is, if the mall doesn't start to innovate, or they don't update themselves with time, so if they don't make use of technology, or if they don't use data analytics, they will flop, they will not be successful. So they need to constantly innovate, they need to ensure that the store which is not performing or the tenant which is not performing is removed and they get a new tenant. So that is the constant, they need to observe, they need to see what are the new technologies which has come in abroad. There should be interactive pads available, or there should be LED displays available. They should have a lot of new technologies which will enhance experience of the consumer engagement. So in case if they don't invest in technology, the customer will go to a competitor's mall. So definitely they need to innovate, they need to keep doing renovation, they need to upgrade and ensure that they give new experience every time a consumer or a visitor visits their mall. Innovations such as smart parking, digital signage, and mobile apps will redefine the shopping experience and drive footfalls to the malls. So what the malls need to do is, they need to have innovations into smart parking. There should be a technology which should say that, okay, specific location the parking is available, so that it's easy for the consumers to drive, park the car, and reach to the if they want to watch a movie, reach to the movie theater immediately and easily. Similarly, they need to have a digital signage. They need to have an LED signage which keeps on changing. Then there could be mobile apps which define shopping experience. So there should be tabs available where they can put their feedback. There was a technology where if a customer turns on their Bluetooth, then specifically there is an offer which is beamed on the customer's smartphone. So all those technologies are available, and the mall needs to incorporate such technologies and ensure that drive footfalls to the mall, and it helps the tenants to make good sales. Sustainability and community engagement initiatives will become integral to the mall operations, fostering a sense of belonging and social responsibility among the consumers. So as we have seen that the government is putting a lot of efforts with regards to sustainability, there are a lot of things which is coming into picture where the environment needs to be conserved. And here also the malls are also expected to take an active part with regards to the CSR activities, as well as they need to ensure that whatever tenants they are getting, they use environmentally free products, and they don't damage the environment. So definitely malls also take a lot of efforts. They have changed the taps where it's a sensor. Taps are available so that the customer doesn't keep the tap on and the water is wasted. The use of sensors ensures that there is minimum use of water. They have changed the faucets, so definitely the flow of water is less. They encourage customers to come with cloth bags so that the use of plastic is reduced. So all those things are going to be there, definitely going to be there in future. Mall operators will need to continuously adapt and innovate to stay competitive in an evolving retail landscape driven by changing consumer preferences and technological advancement. So the mall needs to ensure that they are constantly and continuously inventing, they are adapting to the changes, because customer preferences are changing. Nowadays the customer wants to enjoy vegan products, they want to enjoy products which are which has caused less damage to the environment, and definitely they need more technology. The customers are also getting tech savvy, so they need to ensure that they constantly innovate, they adapt to the new technology, and they offer new experience to the consumers. Now we'll see the importance of marketing promotions. So marketing promotions are vital for driving foot traffic and enhancing sales within malls. So definitely, like our store marketing and the head office marketing team, even the mall has marketing team, and they have an important role to play. So the small marketing team needs to ensure they keep on getting celebrities, they keep on doing contests, they ensure that there is a movie promotion or there is a promotion which is happening, which would drive traffic in the mall as well, that will enhance the sales within the malls. These activities engage shoppers, create a vibrant atmosphere, and encourage repeat visits. So when such activities are done, when a celebrity is called or there is a concert in the mall, it will create a vibrant environment for the customers, and definitely that would result into repeat visits. Successful promotion strategies contribute to overall appeal and competitiveness of mall into retail landscape. So the marketing person needs to do a lot of trial and error, and once they have a promotion activity which is a successful, they need to repeat it time and again, and to ensure that they stay ahead of the competition. So what if one mall is doing and if it's successful, definitely the other mall needs to first plan, make a strategy and see what are their strengths are. And depending upon their strengths, they definitely need to have certain strategies which will drive footfalls for the mall as well as for the retailer, for the tenants, so that they generate profit, and definitely that converts the revenue for the mall as well. So they need to ensure that whatever strategies they are using is successful and it's resulting into rewards for that specific mall. Promotions help differentiate mall from competitors, attracting a wider audience. So in case if one mall is doing a promo with regards to the movie launch, definitely the other malls need to do something different to stand out, so that there is a wider reach there is a wider reach with the audience. So they need to innovate, they need to adapt, they need to come up with a lot of out-of-box thinking to ensure they do something else. So definitely if a mall is doing a Mango Mania, the other mall needs to do something else so that, they differentiate from the competitor. Effective marketing promotions can lead, can build brand loyalty and strengthen mall's reputation within the community. So when the mall takes a lot of initiative with regards to the brand building and brand loyalty, definitely that is going to help them in long run, and it will strengthen the reputation within the community, within the catchment area. Common promotional strategies. So seasonal events, mall host, holiday celebrations, summer festivals, and back to school promotion with theme decorations and special discounts. So seasonal events would include, there would be a holiday celebration. So it could be with regards to Diwali or Christmas. Definitely they would have a theme with regards to the celebrations. There would be a promotion which with regards to the festival as well. Summer festival, so they definitely, the schools are having holidays, there's summer vacation going on. So they would make certain activities for kids. They would have some promos which keeps these the kids busy. There could be a painting competition, or there could be something where the kids can be bought in the mall and they could be kept engaged throughout the day. Then there is, once the vacations are over, there is a back to school promotion. So definitely there would be products, discounts on the schools, the products which are used in schools, bags, books, pens, stationery as well. Definitely there would be theme decoration and this special discount. So there could be a specific discount on any product that can also be used as promotional strategy. Cultural and environment, cultural and entertainment event, organizing cultural performances, live music concerts and celebrity appearances, enhancing the shopping experience and attracts diverse audiences. So cultural events will definitely cater to the entire generation. So it could be a music cultural program, or it could be a live music, and definitely celebrity appearances will enhance footfalls, thereby attracting diverse audience.